the top players and legends to the very best analysts around the world from wherever the beautiful game is played. This is BTP. Now, we're talking football.
Yes, hello folks, welcome to the weekly Manchester United show on Beyond the Pitch. I'm your host as always, Phil Branstrom, with my regular co-host, fantastic Martin Woolworth. Martin, big news this morning. How are you, mate?
Yeah, a little bit shocked, a little bit relieved, a bit of everything really. So whilst you knew it was coming, I think we've been saying that for what seems like a couple of months now, where it was, this is the last game. It's got to be, this is it. This is the one. So it started to look like they were going to kind of stand pat for the season. But big news.
You know, when I look at the timing of it on a Tuesday, usually they sack you on a Monday after the game. And I'm told that Mourinho had no idea he was being sacked today. I have a cynical theory on this, and I think that, as I tweeted out earlier, that I do believe the Glazers would like to sell the football club, and I've been given that by some people who would know. And I just wonder if they looked at Mourinho and thought, if we don't spend in January, what is this guy going to do in press conferences? What is he going to say? What is he going to do? This is going to get worse. He has no confidence in the squad. The other thing that's a big, that's very different from what we've seen with Moyes and Van Gaal, is the spotlight was now turned on the board. And now Woodward and people above Mourinho were getting exposed and getting rightfully criticised. And that's new. Normally the board got away with it, but not this time. And so I just wonder if they looked at that and said, you know what, we're not going to give Solskjaer money in January, obviously, right? This is the best option for the football club. I still think they needed to sack Mourinho no matter what. They should have sacked him long before this. But anybody who thinks the Wicked Witch is dead and that this is now going to fix everything, have to realise that why we're in this mess. Who put us in this mess? Who undermined the manager? Who hired him? Who kept him in a job? You trust that leadership to get United out of this mess? Because I don't. And the cheapest currency in football is to wheel out old legends and say, here you go. You know, Solskjaer take the job to the end of the season. I want him to take it. Like I said earlier, I'd take anybody at this point, and I just think these players need confidence. They need someone in that dressing room that gives them belief and gets the best out of that squad. You don't even need to coach them that well. I think Solskjaer will bring back some attacking intent to United, but they have to get this appointment right. They can't make this mistake again. And I don't trust being able to have the football people to do this right.
I totally agree. Obviously, you know, the whole Solskjaer's being banded about there. Easy to give the board too much credit and say, you know what, okay, you know, you put it with Carrick for a couple of days and, you know, then we're going to bring somebody in from the outside as a caretaker manager till the end of the season. Now, maybe I'm giving them too much credit and saying, so they know who their man is and they've already wrapped it up. But we know the incompetence of the board on a football level. So I could be completely wrong on that. Now, with a Solskjaer, you would... It had to be somebody, if you're bringing somebody in, it had to be somebody who knows the group of players or knows a substantial amount of the players that are in the club already. Yeah, they could be in a situation where they bring somebody in completely out of the blue and get time to kind of learn what's going on. So for it to be an ex-player, an ex-boss, somebody who's been around the club, obviously Mickey Phelan, his name's been thrown in there as the assistant as well, would make perfect sense. They clearly weren't going to give Jose money in January anyway.
Right.
And as I told you earlier, and we spoke a little bit earlier on, to bring in someone now from the outside and already put it out there that this is just a caretaker manager until the end of the season, now they've relieved themselves of, or excused themselves of having to spend any money in January. Because why, if it's a care, unless... they know the man, the man is verbally, you know, giving the old handshake behind the scenes that he's coming in and he's now saying, okay, you know, this, I want this player, this player, this player in place, you know, when I come in the summer. So I think the January window now becomes very, very interesting. If United spend, they clearly have their manager in place.
Correct.
And that manager is dictating what players he wants.
I don't think they do have anyone in place.
And I don't. And again, that's giving the board way too much credit that they don't deserve based on what we have seen so far. But that would, not to you and I, would make logical sense.
You know what? I think if Solskjaer comes in and does well, he gets the job. I think that's what will happen. And I think that he's in a perfect situation, because how can you do much worse? You come in here, you get United playing good football again, attacking football, attractive to watch, slightly better than what we've got, and they'll end up giving him the job. That's what will happen.
Not only that, though, Phil. He's going to, whoever comes in, he's going to kind of get a pass as well. People say, it's going to be impossible. The next people come in because of the mess. I actually think the opposite. I think this is the time 100%. to take the United job.
This is
as bad as it's been for quite some time. But now, if a manager comes in, whether it be caretaker, full-time, carry, whoever this person may be, it can't get any, the football we're playing can't get any worse. We know there's always a knee-jerk reaction from a squad. We see the relegation battles where they bring somebody in because, you know, it might not necessarily be that, you know, it's a poor manager, but it might just be, look, hey, things aren't working out, we're going to make a change. And you see that initial response. You get that little buzz around, you know, you get the response from the players and usually get a few results in a row. Ideal time, because of the fixture list we've got coming up, should be a point where, you know, three or four games here that should be maximum points. Should be maximum points. You know, obviously, you can't say anything. We've said that before, right? But if they bring it in now and it fails, then categorically, 100%, that manager almost gets the pass, because it's, look, now is it clear to everybody that it's the board? It's not the manager. It's the board. You know, so it's a perfect time to take a job. It's a perfect time for somebody like a Solskjaer to come in and stake a claim. I'm not saying he's the right choice. I'm not saying, you know, but look, they've gone for the European Cup winners, you know, managers. They've gone for the highly experienced winning managers. All right. And that hasn't worked.
You know what, though? Here's the thing, Martin. If you take a look at Mourinho's comments, more or less since the summer, and he has been eviscerating that squad and the people above him every week, talking about the squad's limitations, what he can't get out of them. Clearly this was not a Man United in Mourinho's image. Clearly this was a Man United that somewhat was in his image, but that defence was not a Jose Mourinho defence. I don't care what manager you get in. If United are going to run this football club the way they're running it, nobody is going to succeed. Ed Woodward has to go back to being an executive vice chairman and not a kid playing a football game trying to decide which players are better than others based on the opinion of some guy down a bar. Because I don't know what else all the other opinion is based on. This football club has to be run as a football club. And until that happens, then you are bringing a manager in time, one hand behind his back, and saying, be successful. Because you have to accommodate United's commercial demands. That always bleeds over into the football. It determines their tours. It determines the attitude at the football club of players uploading things to Facebook and to Instagram and all this shit that is just totally, because you see, the club can't stop being a business. It has to keep being a business, even though the timing is completely wrong of that. They're mandated to do this with all the commercial contracts that they sign, and the club end up looking stupid. That's where someone's going to have to get a hold and say the balance is wrong. The balance is wrong between business and football. If that doesn't get corrected, we can't fix this problem. It's always going to be a business that happens to play football. When United went after Jurgen Klopp, they tried to sell the club to him on the basis of it's like an adult Disneyland. Are you serious? That's the selling point to Jurgen Klopp? That was in Raphael Honigstein's book. That's what Woodward said to Klopp when they went and interviewed him after they were sacking Van Gaal. Come and work for us. It's an adult Disneyland. Are you for real?
Well, the fact that you feel the need that you have to sell this football club to anybody to come in. That shows where they're at.
And as far as Solskjaer goes, Martin, the football club at Solskjaer left doesn't exist anymore.
No.
So he's coming into a Manchester United that's completely different. It's not Alex Ferguson's Man United. And so Solskjaer now has to come in, and I'm told that the players would prefer Carrick and McKenna to the end of the season rather than Solskjaer. But there you have it. So with Solskjaer, I don't understand what the attraction is. Other than the fact he was a club legend. Because I can understand why Real Madrid appointed Zidane. He'd done well with the reserves. I can understand why Barcelona appointed Guardiola. He'd done well with the reserves. But Solskjaer's
reserve teams that play in a significantly different league than they do in the Premier League.
Very important point. Solskjaer's had one crack at Premier League football, and it was disastrous. Now, I'm not saying that you completely write the guy off, but what attracted them to Solskjaer? That's what I want to know. Why him? I mean, of all the club legends that are out there, why him?
Yeah, I mean, he could have Steve Bruce. He's out there, and has got a far more.
Why not Carrick? Why Solskjaer over Carrick? I don't understand it.
Well, I mean, the only thing I could say, I mean, look, what I say and what I think is has more logic to it than Ed Woodward. So I don't want to say, don't even want to think about what, you know, where their heads are. We've seen what their recruitment is, and we've seen what their, you know, the whole philosophy behind it. None of it makes sense. But as far as Carrick goes, I mean, a football man would say he's got no managerial experience. Yeah, he sat on the bench there. He looks like a mute anyway. He did not like really ever seen him stand up and say anything. So to bring in bring in somebody else and keep him in position, that I understand. To bring in a Solskjaer, a Steve Bruce, I wouldn't even mind Steve Bruce, to be honest, thinking about it. At least he's got a bit of steel about him, you know what I mean? Defensively.
The fear of him sticking the head in you if you don't
right? But maybe defensively, I mean, he sorts some out. Anyway, it's an easy one. It's a cop-out. It's a cop-out from the board if it does end up being a Solskjaer. Not that Solskjaer doesn't do it. I have no problem with Solskjaer coming in. At least we can look forward to Cardiff. At least But you're right. I mean, it's a cop-out in that the board know he's a club legend. That'll give the people a lift.
Currency with the fans, Martin. It's easy.
And that's really just, it kind of stinks of that. But I mean, again, I'm kind of with you. If why not promote Nicky Butt? Why not? If this is the route you're going, where it's a caretaker, and you're saying, hey, now we've been caretaker for 6 months. Why bring somebody in from the outside? Is it because they want a completely fresh start? Well, no, because McKenna and Carrick and that staff will still be there. Just like we had the same thing with Giggs, right? Serving under a couple of reigns. It all stinks. And again, there's no, I can't for one second with any confidence say this, there's any planning behind this. And they know the direction they're going in. It's rather like our transfer philosophy.
Yeah.
It's kind of just go along with it and see what happens. I mean, why even feel the need to say and to state it's going to be Carrick for 2 days or a couple of days. And then it's going to be a caretaker until the end of the season. And then we'll find our target.
You see,
I mean, did you just shut up? Just say, yep, we're bringing in somebody until the end of the season.
But see, first of all, 6 months is a long time for a caretaker manager. It's a long time. A couple of games, okay. But 6 months is a long time.
Six months should be an audition.
Martin, walk out and offer the job to Zidane. Tell him, you'll give him whatever you want. Just come and take it. I don't think there's any other fan out there that would complain about that. There's a guy who talk about it.
What about Laurent Blanc?
Blanc?
I'm just throwing names out.
He's a tier below Zidane. To me, I think that winning the league with PSG, I think he won it with Bordeaux too, to be fair, isn't enough for me to convince me that you're a top manager. I could see Mourinho going to PSG and doing that easily. In fact, I still think he'll be successful at the right football club. Let me say this, because I don't want people listening to this thinking that we're being incredibly negative I would love Solskjaer to work out. I would love him to come in and play exciting football, play attacking football, play football with passion and intensity, and for him to be the manager for the next 4 or 5 years. It would be brilliant. I would love it.
It's a fairy tale. Just
perfect
like
a scenario.
Just like bringing Roy Keane in, Brian Robson in, bringing a Steve Bruce, bringing a, maybe not so Mark Hughes anymore, but look, it's a fairy tale.
But even if Mark Hughes came in was successful, it would be brilliant. I would love to see United legend come in and be successful at the football club.
Mm-hmm.
But this just strikes me as, once again, here's this shiny little gimmick over here. Look, here's Solskjaer, without any substance. So, you know, this has to be an opportunity for United to sit down now and really devise a strategy. The problem is, Martin, once again, you've got plumbers trying to devise plans for an electrician's job.
Mm-hmm. I can do that, by the way.
Yeah, so, well, no, you're one of them. But they're different trades, right?
No, absolutely.
And so why are you, once again, if United don't learn the lesson of, hey, do you know what? Ed, this is this will be your fourth manager in 5.5 years. Maybe we want to give the process to somebody else. Maybe we need to learn from our mistakes. Maybe we need to look at this and say, let's have football people pick his football manager. Let's decide what strategy we want. Where are we going as a football club? Where are we going to be in 3 years? Who do we want into this football club? And look, most United fans will accept the manager coming in and saying, oh, we're a couple of years away from winning the league. This year we're going to build, we're going to improve. And then we'll improve on that, and then we'll improve on that. And that's okay. You know, you don't have to have immediate success at United. At this point, it's about improvement.
But you can't be
turning around and giving players like Jones and Smalling contracts, Martin, and struggle to get Martial and De Gea over the line. That's ridiculous. What type of football club are you running here? That's not Mourinho's fault. What also isn't Mourinho's fault is players making consistent individual mistakes over
and over again. Can't coach for individual mistakes, mate.
And how many times do United give goals away from bad individual mistakes? Except confidence is a factor in that. But there's a lot wrong here that's not Mourinho's fault. And I am happy that he's gone. It should have happened a long time ago. But make no mistake about this. There's a lot of blame to go around. And there's a lot of people who are responsible for Mourinho's failure. Not just Mourinho. He should never have got a new contract. And he never should have been undermined in the summer. And as soon as that happened, the manager was finished anyway. As soon as you do that, Martin, Chelsea took away his control from who comes in and who comes out of that football club. And then he's dead. Well, United just did the same, and then he's dead. If they do that to another manager, it doesn't matter who comes in the football club, he's dead.
No, it was a complete contradiction. Also, I did, as you did a couple of days ago, I did Talk Sport last night. And, you know, we were talking about that, and it's 18 months in, obviously he got a couple of trophies under his belt, 18 months in, and, you know, they throw a new deal at him. I mean, for what? Keep him hungry, To throw a new deal at him, and then not back him fully, 100% back him then in the summer, is a complete contradiction.
Of course,
I mean it's just idiotic. You're either in or you're out. I mean, this got to a point where it was untenable. You know, and the next few days are going to be very interesting when Jose starts to speak and starts to out everybody and everything.
Well, he's going to get an NDA. He'd not be saying anything.
And then as far as the players, I mean, look, the players are culpable for some of this as well. I mean, what's going to be interesting now, which always is, and people's reaction is going to be very interesting too. New man comes in. Let's see how these players, let's see how the Sanchez's, the Pogba's, primarily those two. Let's see how those two now react.
Well, look.
Right? If Pogba comes out and now starts to become the Pogba that we thought we were signing, and we see, you know, regularly at the national level and did at Juventus, you know, I hope there's not players out there or people out there going, oh, there we go. See, it was the manager.
That's exactly what will happen.
And wrongly so, because I'm going to say, where was that performance? It's proof that it completely down tools.
That won't just happen with Pogba. That'll happen with everybody. In fact, if United win their next 3-4 games, everything that Pogba's done will be forgotten. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is that people will be back to worshiping him again and completely forget of what he has just done and his attitude. And, you know, that's the thing, is that when we're talking about Mourinho failing, if these things don't change, you are making it extremely difficult for any manager to come in and run this football club. So there's massive cultural shifts that need to take place. And when you're talking about people that also need to be held accountable for this failure, because it's not just Mourinho's failure, Martin. It is absolutely imperative that you need to get a leader inside that football club who runs the football side. Woodward is looking at getting a director of football. Okay, that has to be appointed before a manager. You can't do it in reverse. You have to get a director of football in, and then you get a manager. Because if you do it the other way around, then you're going to upset a manager who's going to be sold on this job on false pretenses. Maybe you tell him, look, you're going to get hired, but I'm going to get a director of football. Well, what if the director of football doesn't like the manager? If the director of football is involved in hiring a manager, and United badly need a director of football, but not a lame duck director of football, not someone that's just that by title, but Woodward's still making final decisions. Can't have that. So
yeah, it's got to be somebody who's qualified and experienced in that role.
Of course, because United can't have be given, a football
this
board.
Can't be his first role in that kind of job.
But United have a football board, and they're completely impotent. They make no decisions at the club. I mean, they give the illusion that they have any power, but they don't. The two biggest people at United, of course, are Woodward and Mr. Arnold, and they're the ones making all the decisions.
So yeah, interesting that has to be taken into consideration here. And look, I like Jose. I mean, but the charisma's gone. He looks tired, worn down. He's dated.
He has to be relieved.
You know, he's got to be for his own good. Something that's kind of been overlooked a little bit. You look at some of that those youth players we've got coming through right now. I mean, you're in danger of losing the attacking talent we've got. You know, the Mason Greenwoods. What's the young boy, the 14-year-old who just made his debut?
Kid came on at the weekend,
And bagged a hat trick for England and a couple of assists in a 7-2 win yesterday.
Yeah,
so you've got some serious attacking talent coming through there. That you know, with the wrong manager at the helm of the first team, you know, one of the great things about the Sir Alex Ferguson time was he had all levels playing the same way. You know, it was a transition through the age groups. So when you get to the first team, you're ready. You know, look at what Nicky Butt's doing with the kids there and the attacking play. And you know, what do those players do if and when they would got to the first team right now? Yeah, you're then being asked to forget all that and play a completely different game. So we just have to be wary. You have to keep that in mind. You have to be wary of those type of things. There's talent there that's that needs to be given a chance and needs to be nurtured and know that the end goal is getting to the first team that plays in a similar mould.
Well, what I would think that Solskjaer would bring at the very least is that I would imagine United will be a much more attacking team. I would imagine, I think Molde are sitting second in the Norwegian league at plus 27 goal difference. Yes, it doesn't translate to anything. It's a Norwegian league, I accept that. But surely we should now see an improved Alexis Sanchez. Surely we should now see an improved Lukaku. This is a United team I couldn't watch anymore, Morten. At this point, I was so desperate for a change that the only time I wasn't enjoying watching football was when I was watching United. And it was just painful to watch. It wasn't even like United were competitive in big games. It was an embarrassment, a complete embarrassment to the club of the way they were going into these games.
Well, it was being asked, but we conceded more goals than we did all last year, we're not even at Christmas. But you're asking, and then still trying to play this defensive style, and men behind the ball, and you know, five, six, seven men behind the ball at all times. And look, you're asking a team to defend that can't defend, clearly. So why not just get on the front foot and go, hey, balls to it. You know, let's use our attacking talent. Let's use our attacking threat and make that the focal point. And really to take some pressure off the back and relieve the back a little bit.
That's what I never
really got with Jose. Yeah. I don't understand how we can be so weak and poor defensively but still stick with the same style.
Look, one of the reasons why United absolutely must get a director of football is for the period that's about to happen. When you look at when United were transitioning between Ferguson and Moyes, they let Vidic, Evra and Ferdinand leave the football club without any replacements. That was criminal, unacceptable. They ended up sending Luke Shaw that summer, but that was it. And now Smalling and Jones are centre-backs. And this is where I agree with Mourinho in that they're both injury-prone. You don't get any physicality out of either of them. They're not going to bully a centre forward, right?
No.
So they're easy to play against, right? And I actually think there's a defender in Phil Jones, but he just doesn't stay fit. That guy, for the rest of his career, will be missing for 3 to 4 months of a season. You can't build a centre back pairing.
Yeah, you can't carry. You can't carry players like that anymore.
Well, your centre back pairing can't change really. That has to be the foundation. Keane said this the weekend, with which you build your team. You can't do that whenever you've got centre backs changing every week. There's no consistency. United also have a problem with David De Gea and Martial.
Yeah, big problems.
Yes. So here's the thing, and the director of football is really important, so that the village Avra Ferdinand thing never gets repeated, so that United don't stop functioning as a football club in between the transition of managers, because Chelsea don't do that, or Real Madrid don't do that, Barcelona don't do that. They have football people making football decisions that will still recruit outside of managers being transitioned. United cannot wait. They can't do that. If they turn around and say, look, that's a relic from an old era of the manager is the only person that makes signings. Look, if you never want to go in the direction of it's not only the manager makes signings, then nothing's going to happen for the next 6 to 8 months. And that's really disappointing, because, well, the next 6 months, 5-6 months. But if they get a director of football in, it says, look, the football club's going to still function, whether there's a manager here or not, then the club can continue to progress. But they cannot have Woodward doing that. They can't have Woodward being the person making those signings. He knows nothing about football. And if we look at the recruitment over the last 5 years since Ferguson left, none of it's been strategy driven. It's all been, he's a bit good, he'll do. And when you look at the podcast I did 2 weeks ago with Andy Mitten, if that doesn't frighten you to your very core and somewhat mitigate what Mourinho's experienced, then you're not listening. Because
the part about Fred is particularly damning.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. No,
it's I just hope that this time right now is being spent bringing this director of football in. You know, let's use this 6 months now to start getting things in place and start turning this thing around. You know, this season's a write-off. There's going to be no fourth place.
Of course not.
And it's just too much ground to make up at this point.
But that's okay. I foresee fourth place. I don't care. I just want to enjoy watching United again. They don't have to win every week. But I just think United need a really strong manager in there, Martin, that's going to stand up to Woodward and the board and all the commercial pressure they're going to put on you. You know, Moyes wasn't that guy. Mourinho was that guy, to be fair, and so was Van Gaal. And they need a strong character in there that won't allow... Because if you don't have a strong character in there, the commercial... Look, Mourinho in the second season turned around and said, we're doing our tour differently, right? Van Gaal said the same thing. You need somebody that says the United board, who just see commercial opportunity day after day after day, who are blinkered, no, we have to have a balance. And I fear that someone like Solskjaer doesn't have that character to do it. Doesn't have the would Solskjaer get the respect of players walking in the dressing room? Zidane would.
Yeah. I just wonder who. I don't want to say who's out there and who's available, because it doesn't really, saying who's available doesn't really mean anything. You know, you can buy anybody out of their contracts these days. You know, is Pochettino the answer? I mean, it is, you know, yes, we like the way he plays football. Yes, he works on maybe he's attracted to them because they see the fact that he's been barely given any money.
Here's the thing that concerns me about Pochettino, Martin. When things get bad at United, what gets you through is your track record. And the first question they're going to ask Pochettino is, maybe we've been overrating this guy. He hasn't won anything. The doubts would creep in really fast if he had a downside. Oh, his record at Spurs against the top six wasn't good. All these things would come out. And then all the, I can't believe that it had Pochettino. So he never won anything. That matters. That's the only thing that concerns me. Yes, Nedder are okay to watch, but they finish fourth every season. They're an Arsenal. Yeah, that worries me about Pochettino. And I agree with Mourinho that winning trophies matters. Because if Klopp leaves Liverpool without winning a trophy, he's been a failure.
I tend to agree, but at the same time, Pochettino's done that on a shoestring budget,
mm-hmm.
and what he's done at Spurs there, he's brought some kids through. He's managed to keep hold of the likes of Eriksen and Kane, and so that is a sign. Track records are all well and good, but the last two guys through the door at Old Trafford have had those great track records.
But it's gone
from bad to worse. And yes, you know, we can point to the board and we can point to all that, and then maybe that saved them for as long as it did. But I think such a drastic change is needed, and you just don't know. Are you missing out? Are you missing out on a potential little gem? You know, you're missing out on a complete diamond by going, all right, we need someone with a proven track record, and bang, this is how we do. I don't know. It really is a tough call, but I would settle right now for United playing some attractive attacking football and getting on the front foot, and getting somewhere back. This is going to be a long process. This football club is a million miles away from challenging for a title.
I'm sure
challenging for the big trophies,
of course. And I'm sure there's people listening to this that are going to say, "Well, what did Zidane win before he got the Real Madrid job? What did Guardiola win before he got the Barcelona job?" But the difference is Real Madrid and Barcelona send the best players in the world. United don't. So the pressure is totally different at Manchester United. Because you're dealing with lesser quality players with the same expectation. So mm-hmm. you need to be truly exceptional to succeed at United.
Well, on that, I mean, with that comparison, I mean, maybe Pochettino is perfect.
No, I know. And you could say Pochettino has performed better in the Premier League and show much more ability than what Zidane or Guardiola ever did in Segunda B, and that's a fair point.
With that level of player,
yeah, and that's a fair point. I mean,
you know, but I'm not staking my claim. I would like Pochettino. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't know. You know, coming into the Premier League is so different. I mean, we talk about how different it is for a player, for a centre midfielder, for a centre half, to get used to the pace of the game. The same goes for managers. Because these managers from these, you know, you talk about the top managers, right? You're talking about the top, you know, the top German managers, right? Klopp came in, right? You're talking about the top French managers. You're talking about the top Spanish managers. These managers are coming from teams that have half a dozen big games a year in the league. You know, they don't have the Premier League. It's every week. You know, these teams can be beaten. There's more at stake, and there's more passion. There's way more. I don't really know what the word is I'm looking for, but I just think it's a cultural shock for managers as well. So if there's a candidate here who knows the Premier League, then you know, to me it just kind of doesn't make sense. I love Pochettino, but the question marks are all there though. Yes, he's never won anything. You know, yes, he's a younger manager, but he's a progressive manager. He wants to play. He wants to attack. He fits the mold. You know, based on what we see from Spurs, he fits the mold of what this so-called Manchester United style is.
Well, here's the thing, Morten. Timing is everything. And if you're a manager, or a player for that matter, and you're looking at Manchester United, I would be sitting looking at the following and going, how many people have actually gone there in the last 5 years and emerged with an improved reputation? Van Gaal won the European Cup and won the league at Bayern Munich. He won the European Cup Barcelona, and he failed at United dramatically. Mourinho has won the league at every club he's been at but Man United. Why could he not do it at United? Obviously part of that answer is an exceptional Man City, but United never looked like a Mourinho team at any time during his tenure. They never got close to looking like a Mourinho at Inter Milan or a Mourinho at Chelsea. And so I feel that they didn't give him the players that he wanted to turn United into that team. And he's been saying this for a long time, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever United are giving new deals to Smalling and Jones, two players who don't belong at this football club, I just don't understand what they're doing. I don't understand what they're thinking is. And, you know, Smalling, it's not like Smalling got a one-year deal. You know, he's getting out of three or 4 years and an option of another. Smalling's no business being anywhere near this football club. And
what made me laugh too is when they announced it and, you know, saying how he deserved this contract. And it wasn't for how he's been playing, for what he's given, for what he's won, what he's brought.
He's been there 9 years.
Because he's been there a while, and he's now one of the senior players. Right. That was the description of why he got the new contract.
Right.
I mean, that, if that doesn't say it all, then good grief.
Right, exactly. And, you know, these are the things that, this is when you want to draw parallels between United and the biggest teams in the world. Would Smalling and Jones have got a new contract at Barcelona or Real Madrid? You know, people actually prioritize football. No. Would he have got a new contract at any top club? Would a back four of Ashley Young, Chris Smalling, Jones, and whoever you want to put it, right back, Darmian, would that start for any other top Premier League team? Absolutely no chance. It's so woefully short that you could hire Jesus Christ to manage Manchester United, and he's still going to struggle with that back four. So until that gets addressed, you know, disgraceful that Alderweireld wasn't sent. Utterly disgraceful, and has since completely embarrassed Woodward on that. And it's just, it's unacceptable. And so I just want to make sure that in the post-mortem, Martin, that we're not forgetting about all the other protagonists involved in this and who were partly responsible for United being in this mess, who led United into this mess, and who, if they deliberate again with a new manager, if a new manager comes in and does what Mourinho does and identifies top players that will improve United, the best players, and they start picking from the bottom of that tree rather than the top, and they start getting the second and third choices, well, then that's when you start finishing second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth down the league. And do United have the nous on the board to get these players? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're being, when your ship is being driven by someone who doesn't know how to drive it, and you keep hitting icebergs, it's really not a surprise. So United, if Greg Woodward doesn't have the ability to drive a football club this size, maybe on the commercial side, but certainly not on the football side, I almost think a director of football is more important to a point than a manager at this point. They're looking at...
I think immediately. Immediately, absolutely.
Paul Mitchell's being considered, of course. I used to work at First Southampton. I went to RB Leipzig. You had to like a look at him.
He's a Manc as well, right?
I think so. Yeah, he is. Obviously, one of the things that I want to see United get back to is scouting young talent and actually bringing it into a football club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
United for sure. Don't do that. And when you want to supplement your squad and you don't want to buy 50, 60 million pound players, go in the South American market and bring some talent over. Go in these other markets and bring some talent over. Because there's very little beyond the first team to get excited about. Yes, I know we talk about Mason Greenwood and James Garner and all that. They're exciting young talents. But they're shining at under 18 level. The gap between under 18 and the Premier League is enormous. And so it's just promise they're showing, and that's all. And obviously we all get excited about young players because they give us hope that there's something special for the future. We all want to see young players come through. But, you know, Mason Greenwood is a kid. To pin the hopes in the future on him is so unfair to him. He should be allowed to come in and be put into that United team, into a good United team, where there's not massive expectation on this kid to come in and change the game. So... hopefully we see some of these players between now and the end of the season, because it couldn't be any worse than what we're seeing. But finally, on Mourinho, he was right to bench Pogba, completely right. And Paul Pogba doesn't change with Mourinho going. Paul Pogba was an absolute disgrace, and I would like to see United fans let him know that, so that he doesn't spin the narrative that this was all Mourinho's fault, because that's exactly what will happen. And players will do that when they start playing well.
Both negative, if they're going to start playing well, you'll see whoever comes in, there will be a weight lifted off. You know, there'll be a little bit of pressure relieved, and you'll see a team that plays with a little bit more freedom and a little bit more creativity. The negativity will be lifted slightly. So none of that will be a surprise if United start winning some games and start playing. But it's not going to be it's not a long term solution. It's not the be all and end all. And it's not, that doesn't point all fingers at Mourinho. This is a deeper problem, but at this point, this decision had to be made, and you don't even want to watch the games.
Nope.
Mate, yeah, we do, but it's through gritted teeth, and you know, it's like, man, the change needs to be made. It's made. We move on, and we'll see a response, like you see a response from relegation threatened teams. We're going to see that, but. long term. I think a lot is going to be told, and you'll be able to make your own assumptions in the January transfer window. If money is spent, and if big money is spent, that tells me that somebody's in place and somebody's, you know, somebody's targeted these players. But I think it's a very, very easy way out now for the board to say, you know, it's a caretaker manager, and they now may not look to spend anything in the transfer window because there's not a manager in place. It could well, that which wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. It's the biggest cop out, you know, that's out there.
Look, I know a lot of United fans are feeling like it's Christmas morning with Mourinho gone and Solskjaer coming in, and most people will feel positive about this and probably don't want to hear our pessimism. But once you get over the sugar high of Solskjaer and maybe things looking good for a couple of weeks, at some point we'll have to look and say, is this the right thing for United long term? Because we had a sugar high with Mourinho, we had one with Van Gaal, and now we'll get it, I'm sure, again for a while, but in the long term it was the wrong decisions, and this decision has to be right. The rest of the season is a long, long time to get it as on a caretaker basis. And, you know, it's going to be interesting, Martin. I think that you'll see United play well for a while, because players will get a lift and they'll get some belief back. But, look, there's still massive ineptitude behind the scenes that needs to get addressed. Until that does, then we will have a problem. I don't think United will spend in January. And, in fact, if they don't have a manager in place, I hope they don't spend in January. I don't need another player at the football club that 6 months from now doesn't fit in, that you can't get rid of because he's on massive wages. So let's just get the right people rather than anyone, because anyone has been United's problem. So massive changes. I sincerely hope in all of this, Martin, Woodward is looking at himself, looking at the board and saying, we bear responsibility here too. And if we don't change how we do business and how we behave, then this job is impossible. We shall see. Yanning, do you add, mate, before we go?
No, I think we've just about covered it. It's going to be an interesting few days, for sure. And at least now we can look forward to a game this weekend where I think, regardless of who's there and what's going on, I think you'll see a little bit of a more open, attacking team. And maybe give us something to cheer us up a little bit.
Yes, ultimately, how do I feel about this? I'm happy. I'm glad that Mourinho's gone. I'm okay with Solskjaer coming in. I don't think it's... I think it's another knee-jerk decision, but I'm happy. Mm-hmm. And I want to see him come in. I want to see attacking football and exciting football. And look, you and I have been saying for ages, at this point, I'd give it to anybody. You know,
yeah.
Because... I just can't do another week of Mourinho. I can't do another negative week. I can't do another 11 men behind the ball. I just can't do it. No. So we shall see. Folks, thanks to all of you for the downloads. Thanks to all of you for the follows and all that, and tweets and all that. Really, really appreciate it. Don't forget to follow my comrade here, my colleague, MWorldWork7, and Manchester United to the core, and always a good follow. Thanks to all of you, folks. Martino, I'll catch you later, mate.
Cheers, Phil, and Merry Christmas to everybody. Yes. If you don't hear from us,
yes.
Happy holidays, whichever you prefer.
Yep, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Hanukkah, whatever it is to you. Wish you and your family all the very, very best, and we hope you have a safe holidays. And thanks to all of you for all the downloads throughout the year and all the follows and everything. It's very, very much appreciated. Martino, I'll catch you later, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.